Welcome into the Patriots Preview Podcast, taking a look ahead at the Patriots Week 6 matchup with the Dallas Cowboys. I am Alex Barth from 98.5 The Sports Hub, joined today by Matthew Fairburn. He covers the Patriots for The Athletic. And Matthew, before we get to this game, I do just want to ask you, you kind of joined the Patriots beat from Buffalo. I think it was towards the end of training camp, right? Just kind of what has it been like to cover the team versus seeing it from Buffalo and kind of maybe not seeing things up close versus now having been in the building for a couple months?
Yeah, it's been interesting. It's, it's been an enjoyable switch for me. I like you said, I got on right. It was pretty much week one, about halfway through week one. I was there for the week one game. I've been back and forth for games and then, you know, finally made the full move last weekend. So first week in the building on a daily basis. But yeah, it's an interesting time. I covered the Bills for 7 years and a lot of those years were pretty lean in Buffalo and, you know, they were spent looking up at New England. And now that I'm covering the Patriots, it's almost flipped a little bit where Buffalo looks like the team to beat in the AFC East and the Patriots are in a bit of a transition with a young quarterback and a lot of new pieces from free agency. So it's been interesting from that standpoint, but definitely been fun to be around the team and to, you know, switch beats here. I've enjoyed it.
Yeah. So it's interesting because you kind of have a unique approach to all of this. You know, we were so just deep into Mac versus Cam and camp, and you're coming from a spot where you've seen a number of rookie quarterbacks come through. Obviously Josh Allen worked out, but there were some other tries before that. What has your opinion been of Mac Jones so far this season? What have you made of what he's done?
I've been impressed by Mac Jones. You know, like you said, I saw a lot of quarterbacks come through Buffalo. And so I think my natural tendency is to be hesitant to anoint a quarterback, right? You know, you see flashes from a lot of guys. EJ Manuel had those flashes. Tyrod Taylor had them. You know, they had these guys that had moments. I mean, Nathan Peterman put together a good preseason once upon a time before that whole thing imploded. And then seeing Josh Allen was a bit of a different deal. I think what's Mac Jones and Josh Allen are so different in the sense that a lot of what it took Josh Allen some time to grasp, Mac Jones is already, you know, pretty advanced at in terms of, you know, taking care of the football, understanding where to go with it, making quick decisions, getting the ball out of his hand quickly. That's stuff that took Josh Allen a little while. They're very different quarterbacks, you know, stylistically. They play the game completely different. And so in that way, I feel like their developmental arcs are going to be somewhat different too, because, you know, with Mac Jones, it's just going to be a matter of time before he starts, you know, realizing what he can do in the intermediate and deeper areas of the field and finding a way to take advantage of it. But he's got a nice foundation to build off of, where Josh Allen was sort of a case where he was a playmaker right away and a guy that was trying to do everything all the time. And they needed to rein him in a little bit and surround him with more talent. So I'm interested to see how things will go for Mac Jones because he's starting from such a strong base, you know, in terms of his knowledge of the game. And just, I'm just impressed by how quickly he makes decisions and how calm he is in big moments. It doesn't seem like things unravel on him like they do for other young quarterbacks. He's, you know, thrown interceptions and he had a few on Sunday that could have been picked off and weren't. He hasn't been perfect, but he has some things that are hard to coach and hard to find. And I think that's a good base for him to work off of.
Well, let's get to this week's game, because I think this could be a really interesting opportunity for Mac Jones and a chance to truly go toe-to-toe with one of the elite quarterbacks in the league. And obviously, he already sort of did that in week four against Tom Brady, but that was a low-scoring defensive game. It wasn't it didn't turn into Brady versus Jones back and forth making plays. When I look at this game this week, it's another elite offense in the Dallas Cowboys, but I don't know that they have the defense that Tampa does. They're one of the worst teams in the league against the pass, and they might be without their top corner, and Trayvon Diggs was in practice this week. So it feels like there is a chance, if Mac can keep up, that this turns into a shootout between him and Dak Prescott. And I don't know if he can keep up or not. We've never seen him in this kind of situation before in the NFL, but it seems like he has a huge opportunity this Sunday to really show that he can, you know, not just be a part of this offense, but lead this offense.
Yeah, it feels like a huge opportunity for the entire team, really, because, you know, Matt Judon mentioned after the game Sunday that they were a really, you know, a good team and they were going to get ready to show it. And, you know, this is the week that you do that, right? You know, that you're 2-3, you're going up against one of the better teams in the league, one of the best offenses in the league. This is a chance for the defense to make a statement about what it can do against an offense like Dallas. But you're right, Mac Jones has a chance to show that he can keep up, that if the defense gives him an opening, if the defense can hold off Dak Prescott for long enough, it tends to be how these games go against the top offenses. There's going to be points. There's going to be scoring. If you can hold that team off for a little while and your offense can take advantage, you know, that's the formula for the Patriots. Like you said, we have not seen this offense have to keep pace, you know, in a shootout type of game. They haven't scored, you know, at high point totals so far this season. So this is, I think, a defense that they're, you know, better equipped to handle. If they're without Trayvon Diggs, it's an even more interesting matchup for this Patriots offense. So this is that next step, I think, for Mac Jones, is putting up some of those bigger point totals, converting some of these long drives into touchdowns instead of field goals. And if they can start doing that, you'll see some higher scores from them, and they'll need one this Sunday, I think. Even if the defense plays well, it's hard to shut the Cowboys down completely for four quarters.
And just on the offensive side of the ball, again, you kind of mentioned finishing drives, and we saw that last week, the touchdown pass to Hunter Henry. I think one of the high points of Mac Jones' career so far, I don't think, you know, a week five touchdown against a bad team goes down as one of the greatest moments in his career, but it was as encouraging as a moment to me as we've seen so far. And the tight ends as a whole have been more involved, specifically Hunter Henry. Do you think that continues this week?
I would think so. It feels like it's the potential strength of this offense once they get it rolling. You know, I think Hunter Henry and Jonnu Smith are two of their most talented players on offense if they can get them rolling. Obviously, it hasn't been a great start to the year for Jonnu Smith, but Hunter Henry really seems like he's clicking with Mac Jones. He trusts him down near the goal line. I know they're neighbors. I don't know how much that plays into it, but certainly seems like there's a trust factor there. But I will also say this offense has played well when they're spreading it out and moving quickly. So I don't think they need to be married to the idea of forcing the two tight ends onto the field all the time, because when they spread it out, they put Mac Jones in shotgun. He's played pretty well in that setting too. So I think a healthy mix is good. And until Jonnu Smith shows that he can be counted on, you don't need to force two tight ends on the field, but it's been encouraging to see what Hunter Henry's done at the very least, giving Mac Jones that reliable target in key situations, whether it's third down or in the red zone, because, you know, that was definitely a problem early in the season.
All right. On the other side of the ball, how do you stop the Dallas Cowboys? They got all this talent, all these receivers, a great offensive line, a guy I believe is an MVP caliber quarterback. We saw against Tampa, they dropped everybody into coverage. They emptied the box and they said, we're going to take the ball out of Tom Brady's hands. If you want to throw on us, you can throw, but we're going to give you the run all day and we're not going to let you beat us with Tom Brady. Do you think now the Cowboys have a much more balanced offense? They can run the ball better than the Bucs can. Do you think they take that same approach of forcing the Cowboys to beat them on the ground? Or do you think they make Dak put the ball in the air and say, you're not going to beat us with Zeke Elliott?
It's such an interesting game plan. I'm really interested to see what Bill Belichick comes up with, because I could see elements of that Tampa game plan working here, where you drop guys back into coverage. You know, Dak Prescott has been really good against the blitz this year. He's thrown 3+ touchdowns in a game against the blitz 3 times this year. And the only other quarterback who's done that even once is Tom Brady. So at the same time, when Dak Prescott is not blitzed, he's also really good. That tends to be what the case is with really good quarterbacks. But you look at what happened to the Chiefs against the Bills last weekend. The Bills did not blitz Patrick Mahomes at all, and teams aren't blitzing Patrick Mahomes very often. When you blitz really good quarterbacks, they tend to find big plays when you blitz them too often. So I'm curious to see how much pressure they bring, if there are elements of that Tampa game plan, like you mentioned, to, you know, kind of flood, you know, the intermediate and deep areas with defensive backs. Matt Judon mentioned making Dak Prescott read defenses just a tick longer, right? And I think that happens with coverage as much as it does with pressure. The element here that's tough is that the Cowboys can run the football and they could just turn around and hand it off all day if they have to and lean on that. And they've shown they're willing to do it. So I think slowing down Dak Prescott potentially is an easier challenge than slowing down the running game. I think the best way to slow down the running game is to make them one-dimensional, get off to a fast start and make it so that they feel like they have to throw. And that's where this defense could really do a good job against this Cowboys passing offense. But there's not one specific way to beat these guys because they just have so many weapons and they can so easily be a two-dimensional attack that, you know, even when you think you've taken away their fastball, they have a lot of other stuff they can beat you with.
And you mentioned they got so many weapons, right? You know, in the past for the Patriots, they were perfectly built to handle teams like this because they had Gilmore and they had Jackson and there was no, well, who are you taking out of the game plan? That's obviously not the case anymore. I think conventional wisdom tells you you put J.C. Jackson on Amari Cooper, but we have seen them in the past when they didn't have those two corners where they put their number one corner on the number two guy and then cover the number one receiver with their second corner with help over the top. If you're building this game plan, are you putting J.C. Jackson on Amari Cooper or are you putting him on CeeDee Lamb?
I think I feel okay putting him on Amari Cooper because only if Jalen Mills can play, because
obviously
I have quite a bit of confidence in Jalen Mills based on what we've seen early in the season. Seemed like they missed him quite a bit last week. And I think, you know, this is a huge game for J.C. Jackson to me. He's a guy that now has this big opportunity in front of him in a contract year to show that he can be that corner that you stick on Amari Cooper and you don't worry about it for the entire day. I like the idea of doing that because I think he's your best player in the, you know, secondary or in the at corner. And I think Jalen Mills can handle CeeDee Lamb. Jalen Mills is the type of player who has played all over the secondary. And so while you have a guy like CeeDee Lamb who can move around, I think so too can Jalen Mills. And I think he can handle that. And then you got to worry about the tight end too, right? And Dalton right. Schultz has been a good player for them. I think the safeties are more than capable of handling him, but it's going to be a test for those corners on the outside because there are going to be moments where you're one-on-one, even if, you try to scheme help over the top or anything else. I think they have two good corners to handle it if Mills is healthy, but this is going to be one of those games that will probably come up in contract negotiations one way or the other for J.C. Jackson, because if he can rise to the challenge and, you know, prove to be a shutdown guy against an Amari Cooper, that's going to go a long way for him.
But you mentioned Dalton Schultz too, and I'm glad you did. That was kind of my next question. He's a really interesting guy to me because he really didn't do much his first two seasons, and he started to show something last year. And this year he's come out. He's their leading receiver in terms of receptions. He's got 26 on the year. He's got six or more catches in four or five games. He's got three touchdowns. I mean, he's an integral part of their offense. And we've seen them, you know, I don't want to say they've been bad against tight ends, but they've been inconsistent. I'm wondering if they have an advantage here. They've used Adrian Phillips, but he almost feels better as that spy on Dak Prescott. I wonder if because maybe Dalton Schultz doesn't have that experience, as much experience, they're comfortable putting Kyle Duggar on him.
Yeah, I like the way Kyle Duggar has played. He's been better against the run than he has in coverage, so that this would be certainly a test for him. You know, I think a big part of what, you know, Dalton Schultz has played well. I think a big part of what has made him so productive is the way the Cowboys are playing on offense. It's part of what makes Dak Prescott hard to get to is the fact that their depth of target right now is 25th longest in the NFL, 7.3 yards per attempt. They're not throwing the ball downfield all the time. It's a quick hitting passing attack. It's two average of 2.6 seconds to throw, which is also 25th in the NFL. So getting rid of the ball quickly. And to shorter intermediate routes like Dalton Schultz likes to run. He's kind of that, you know, pick up a few yards here and there. I think he's capable of making big plays if you let him, but they're looking elsewhere, I think, for the bigger gains. So I think I'd be okay with the idea of Kyle Duggar on him. Again, another chance for a young player to be tested. You know, I think Duggar has shown some good flashes early in this season, but, you know, that's a test in coverage to put him on the tight end. But that is why you draft that guy where you did, is because he can do a little bit of everything. So I'm curious to see how involved Schultz is in this game plan, just because I think if they can take away the receivers, that's the spot that Dak Prescott likes to go. That's where, when he's getting rid of the ball quickly, he can also get rid of it to the running backs. But clearly the numbers show that you know, the tight end has been the safety blanket, and teams are blitzing Dak Prescott a lot. It's part of why he's had an opportunity to put up the numbers against the blitz. He's been blitzed at a higher rate than any quarterback in football. And so I think when you do that, it lends itself to hitting your tight ends and running backs for, you know, shorter targets.
That depth of target stat is funny. I actually didn't realize the Cowboys were that low. And it's funny because we've kind of heard Mac Jones detractors and Patriots detractors talk about, well, they're not taking any shots down the field, so they can't possibly have any success with this offense as it's designed. And then you look at the Dallas Cowboys, who are arguably the best, or definitely one of the best offenses in football, and it's not like they're hucking the ball down the field on a regular basis either. One more matchup I want to ask you about, though. You got one of the best offensive lines in football, and then Matt Judon, who's been on an absolute tear, sacks in four straight weeks. Do you think Matt Judon can be as big of a factor in this game as he has been? And how important is it for him to be as big of a factor in this game as he has been?
It'll be tough, certainly. You know, when he gets his one-on-one chances, he needs to be able to make something happen. And, you know, a lot of what Matt Judon has done, certainly the sacks have been there. And when that happens, you get the attention. You get, you know, people look at those numbers and view you as one of the best pass rushers in football, as they should. He's also been one of the most disruptive pass rushers in football on a per snap basis in terms of pressures and hits and everything else. And the fact that he can do a little bit of everything is where I feel like he's as valuable in this game as anything else, taking away some of those short zones. And when he drops back into coverage, being an impact in that way, it's part of what I think makes him a dangerous pass rusher, is not necessarily knowing when he's coming all the time. And when he does, he's just so efficient. He makes the most out of every pass rushing opportunity. He's been a really seamless fit in this defense, and certainly seems like, you know, fits in well with the group. So yeah, they need him because he's, I think, the best player on their team, period. So yeah, you need your best players to step up in a game like this against one of the best offenses in football. And when you're trying to confuse a quarterback like Dak Prescott and trying to make him think for a half second or a second longer, make him hold the ball longer than he typically does, having a guy like Judon who you can move around and, you know, do different things with, I think is a huge asset. And I mean, I have no doubt he's one of those guys that has been so consistent every single week. The Patriots have not had to worry about what they're getting out of Matt Judon. He has brought it week in and week out. He's been consistently their best player. Kind of like on the other side, it feels like they know what they're getting out of Mac Jones each week, even if he's not performing at Matt Judon's level, but he's been very consistent. Right. Judon's just been consistently awesome. And yeah. I think he'll have another solid game, whether it shows up with a sack or not. You know, pay attention to what he's doing away from the football and what he's doing when he doesn't rush the quarterback, because that could have as big an impact as anything in this game.
And then finally, I end every episode by asking the guest to finish this sentence. The Patriots will win on Sunday because.
The Patriots will win on Sunday because Bill Belichick will come up with a game plan that slows down Dak Prescott. I think if you slow down Dak Prescott, it starts to make life a lot tougher for the Dallas Cowboys. And like you mentioned, you know, early on, puts some stress on that defense. And, you know, so I think it's going to start with slowing down Dak Prescott. But if they win, it'll be because they came up with that type of game plan and Mac Jones was able to do enough. Because they're not going to win, not necessarily going to win a game like this on defense alone. You're going to need a few drives. Even if it turns into a game like that Buccaneers game, you need that one extra drive that finishes in a touchdown and not a long field goal attempt. And, you know, I think this offense is close to getting there. That's the big question mark in this game. Can they take advantage of this Dallas defense? Because I feel a little bit more confident in saying the defense will slow down that Cowboys offense. We'll see if the Patriots offense can come through.
There you go. He is Matthew Fairburn. He covers the Patriots for The Athletic. You can follow him on Twitter @MatthewFairburn. Matthew, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.